earth, and sky.
The world's energy demand is growing. Experts say it may double by the year 2050.
Well, that's really hard for Easy Oil to keep up with. By Easy Oil, I mean oil that's easy to reach and easy to recover, and it's extremely unlikely that it'll be able to keep pace with that growing demand.
That's Harold Vinegar, a chief scientist for Shell, talking about what he called easy or conventional oil. He also talked about hard-to-get or unconventional oil, including a heavy oil that's hard to pull from the ground.
And these are actually very old oils. They're extremely viscous. They can have a texture almost like peanut butter. And they just won't flow in the subsurface because of their viscosity. So it's necessary to heat them in situ in the ground in order to get them to flow.
This process is called in situ upgrading. The underground heaters measure up to 2,000 feet or 600 meters long. The heated oil is easier to recover.
But what we're actually doing here is essentially speeding up the natural processes that would occur over millions of years. We do it in a few years.
He said this in situ process is in the late stages of testing. Vinegar said he's especially optimistic about early success in Colorado and Canada. I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.